Welcome to episode 43 of the English Sessions. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Are you ready to improve your English? Go to EnglishSessionsWithMike.com and click on Schedule a Lesson today. The first lesson, 30 Minutes with Mike, is free. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. Listen for these words today. Second-hand store. A second-hand store is a store that sells items that are not new. A second-hand store sells used items. Sometimes a second-hand store is called a thrift store. A very common second-hand store, or thrift store, in my country is called Goodwill. Thief. A thief is a person who steals from other people. They take items that do not belong to them. A thief can steal from a person. A thief can steal from a store. Or a museum. Do you remember episode 18 of the English Sessions? It was about grow and grow up. Grow up is a phrasal verb. Remember, a phrasal verb is a verb, an action, that has more than one word. Sometimes it is called a multi-word verb. Grow up is a phrasal verb. Grow is not. Grow up has a different meaning compared to grow. It is used in different ways. This is common with phrasal verbs. Remember, there are many phrasal verbs in English, so they are important to learn. Phrasal verbs almost always have a different meaning compared to a single word verb. A good example is the verb in today's lesson, get. Get has many different meanings. Get is a very common verb in English. Get can mean to acquire or obtain something. For example, where did you get that shirt? I really like your shirt. Where did you get it? The mall? A friend? A second-hand store? Get can also mean become. For example, don't let your dinner get cold. In other words, eat your dinner before it becomes cold, before it goes from hot to cold. But today's lesson is not about the verb get. It is about the phrasal verbs get away with and get away from. Yes, they do have different meanings. Yes, I know it's frustrating, but by the end of today's lesson, you will know the difference. I will use both in a story. Then I will explain what they mean. Listen carefully. Maybe you will understand the meaning of both just by listening to the story. Bob is a thief. Bob likes to steal very important items from museums. He's good at his work. He is a fantastic thief. He steals from many museums and always gets away with it. He never gets caught. That is, until 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Bob was not feeling well. He was sick. He had a fever. He had a headache, stomach ache, chills. You name it, and Bob had it. But Bob could not call in sick. He could not call his boss and say that he's sick, because Bob has no boss. He's a thief, after all. He's a thief who needed to pay his rent. So Bob decided to rob, or steal, from the Natural History Museum. He entered the museum late at night and tried to steal dinosaur bones. However, Bob was sloppy. In other words, Bob was careless. He did not do a good job entering the museum undetected. He was detected, and the alarm went off. The police came very quickly, but Bob was still in the museum. He panicked. He knew he had to get away from the police. He tried to get away from the police, but, you know, he was sick. Normally, Bob is very fast and can run faster than the police. Not this time. He could not get away from the police. So, now Bob is in jail. Well, at least he's feeling better. Bob learned not to go robbing museums when he has a fever. So, are you able to understand what get away with and get away from mean from the story? Get away with means to escape punishment, to escape the consequences of a bad thing. In other words, if you get away with something, that means you did something wrong, but you were not blamed or punished. There were no bad consequences. For many years, Bob got away with stealing from museums. He was not blamed, and he was not punished. In our story, get away from means to elude or lose the people who want to catch you. The police want to catch Bob. Bob ran from the police, but did not elude the police. He did not successfully run away from the police. He did not lose the police. So, Bob did not get away from the police. Is it clearer now? Let's listen to the story again. Bob is a thief. Bob likes to steal very important items from museums. He's good at his work. He is a fantastic thief. He steals from many museums and always gets away with it. He never gets caught. That is, until 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, Bob was not feeling well. He was sick. He had a fever. He had a headache, stomach ache, chills. You name it, and Bob had it. But Bob could not call in sick. He could not call his boss and say that he's sick, because Bob has no boss. He's a thief, after all. He's a thief who needed to pay his rent. So, Bob decided to rob, or steal, from the Natural History Museum. He entered the museum late at night and tried to steal dinosaur bones. However, Bob was sloppy. In other words, Bob was careless. He did not do a good job entering the museum undetected. He was detected, and the alarm went off. The police came very quickly, but Bob was still in the museum. He panicked. He knew he had to get away from the police. He tried to get away from the police, but, you know, he was sick. Normally, Bob is very fast and can run faster than the police. Not this time. He could not get away from the police. So, now Bob is in jail. Well, at least he's feeling better. Bob learned not to go robbing museums when he has a fever. There are other ways to use get away with and get away from. Can you think of other ways to use these phrasal verbs? Write to the podcast or record a message of your examples of get away with and get away from, and receive 20% off the price of a full lesson with Mike. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. That's efteachermike@gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/theEnglishSessions, twitter.com/theESessions, instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. That's patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. And sign up today. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Thank you. Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English Sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English Sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English Sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English Sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.